like to finish by going through a quote from a Rabbi Grunfeld that kind of gives you a sense of why people keep these laws, why they are important, and how they fit in a larger religious framework. As somebody who's a food scientist and not a professor of religious studies, this is one quote that I feel comfortable with and would like to share with you because I think it gives some insight. And it starts with, "Ye shall be a people of a holy calling unto me, and ye shall not eat any meat that is torn in the field." The torn in the field, of course, is the concept of treif, which we used in defining as the opposite of kosher. A kind of a, not a very nice concept of tearing meat from a live animal. And so we're trying to make people better than that. So holiness or self-sanctification is a moral term. It is identical with moral freedom or moral autonomy. We're dealing in a moral and ethical religious sense, looking at kosher. The aim is the complete self-mastery of people. To the superficial observer, it seems that people who do not obey the law are freer than the law-abiding person because they can follow their own inclinations. As my students sometimes try to teach me, let it all hang out, do your own thing. But in reality, such people are subject to the most cruel bondage. They are slaves of their own instincts, impulses, and desires. The first step towards emancipation from the tyranny of animal inclination in people is therefore a voluntary submission to the moral law. Notice that it's voluntary, and it is part of separating people from animals. The constraint of law is the beginning of human freedom. Thus, the fundamental ideas of Jewish ethics, holiness, is inseparably connected with the idea of law. And the dietary laws, the kosher laws, occupy a central position in that system of moral discipline, which is the basis of all Jewish law. That is a system of discipline, of training people to do things right. The three strongest natural instincts in people are the impulses of food, sex, and acquisition. Judaism does not aim at the destruction of these impulses, but at their control and their sanctification. Thus, in addition to the kosher laws, there are many laws dealing with both sex and acquisition. I'm sure some of you wish this lecture might have dealt more with the sex laws, but we'll have to leave that for another time. Thus, the law spiritualizes these instincts and transfigures them into legitimate joys of life. Thus, what I hope you've seen from this quote is how keeping dietary laws, worrying about what you eat, has a much bigger moral view when looked at from the religious point of view. And with that, I hope you've enjoyed this lecture. I look forward to some of you maybe contacting me by email. There are lots of other information in our Cyber Tower room. And we also offer a distance learning course where we try to cover this whole area of kosher, both the religious laws and how they play out in the modern food industry as essentially a 2-credit hour course. Thank you.